Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Sean Campbell, Adam Hare Hockey, your local alternative solid state radio.
What's going on, everybody?
So much stuff to get into today. Of course, there's a little bit of college football streaming BS news coming up in a little bit. I'm done. Rip the United States Postal Service new a-hole. But first, yeah, the Red Wings made a signing or a trade today.
Yeah, a little surprise. Every time I say Stevie Yzerman is done, we've got our team for the 2023-24 season.
Then boom, Jeff Petrie happens.
Yeah, Jeff Petrie. We get a trade through Montreal. He was involved in that trade, Erik Karlsson. I don't even know how Montreal got involved in that one, but... Karlsson comes over to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh sends Petrie over to Montreal. I thought Petrie was still in Montreal. That's how bad this was.
That's how much attention we've been paying.
Apparently not. So Detroit receives Jeff Petrie, good right-handed shot defenseman. Montreal retains 50% of his remaining obligations pertaining to his contract. Detroit to pay 37.5% of remaining contract. In exchange for a conditional fourth-round pick in the 2025 draft and Gustav Lindstrom. So once again, Yzerman fleeces another team.
He really did, because I think it's safe to say at this point Lindstrom wasn't going to be a major factor on this team going forward.
We wrote him off earlier on the season. I wanted to say this was like in May. He had made the announcement that he was going to try his... It was either at the KHL... or the Swedish Elite League. He was gone. And then apparently there was no takers, so he's still on the lineup. We knew he wasn't long for this team, and they make a move. They got that right-handed defenseman that they just covet. And I'm happy with this.
How can you not be? I mean, that's a pretty decent return, or very little that we had to give up, really, to get a pretty damn solid defenseman over the course of his career.
Yeah, I mean,
Stevie does love that right-handed shot.
Yeah, well, the Red Wings have needed it. I didn't realize in how many left-handers there were in the NHL. It's like all...
And they're all here?
I mean, in all the NHL, it's just like, apparently the hockey part of the brain is in the left side, so that's how that happened. Two things that I have a problem with this is, number one, that pretty much means there is little to no ice time for Simon Edvinson, a guy that you really kind of wanted to see. And number two, what exactly do you think is the over-under on Bally Sports Detroit telling us that Jeff Petrie is Dan Petrie's kid?
I would set the over-under at about 200 times a game.
A game, yes. I mean, we get it. He's Dan Petrie. And Dan Petrie, hey, he was an 84 Tiger. He's got a ring. Good on him. But we know this. We've heard this so many times. Mickey Redmond just can't stop. He can't shut up about it.
Also, for what it's worth, Petrie's probably not taking Evanson's place, considering that Evanson is a left-handed shot.
So how does our defensive core look now? I mean, you got Ali Mata. What's Mata with you?
Yeah, how much are we considering Ali Mata to be a factor here? Now, he is a left-handed shot. I guess he did play all the games last year. So
I'm just thinking defenseman. I'm not thinking left, right shot. You got Ali Mata. Ben Chiarot. You have Sider.
Godless Bear,
yes.
And all three of those left-handed shots so far. Sider, who's a right-handed shot.
Yeah, he's a righty.
Jake Walman, who is a lefty. You've got... Who else of actual consequence at this point? Justin Hall, for whatever that's worth, who was a right-handed shot.
That one confuses me, because even when Toronto is fine with it, you know there's a problem. there's your six.
Yep, that's basically, and then now the recently added Petrie. Who's
Jeff
the right-handed
Petrie,
shot.
And then, you know, we want to see Simon Edvinson. I guess he's still kind of, you know, a little green. As far as they probably want to see what he does in Grand Rapids, but I don't know.
Well, so I imagine the locks of the lineup, obviously. Gostis Bear and Sider for sure. Chiarot will probably almost certainly make the roster, I would think.
Yeah.
Mata's probably going to play.
Yeah.
Walman, probably. And then Petrie. So I think. There's a very good chance Justin Hall ends up being the odd man out.
He very well could be. Gothelsbear, I mean, yeah, I guess I haven't seen the numbers, but he just seems to make more of an impact than say Petrie. So okay, I guess that makes sense. Just not sure if I like it.
I'm entirely fine with it. Like, you can never have too many good defensemen.
We've been spoiled when it comes to defensemen in Detroit, haven't we? I mean, we've talked about this many times.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, here's another note. Montreal will retain 50% of the remaining obligations of Petrie's contract.
I said that.
Did you? Yes, I missed that. I missed that, apparently, because I was trying to look up stats on the fly.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm not a math wizard, nor do I pretend to be one, nor do I play one on TV.
Or the radio, for that matter.
Exactly. Detroit is paying 35%. Montreal is paying 50%. Where's the other percent? Is that from Pittsburgh then?
Maybe.
This guy's getting like paycheck after paycheck after paycheck.
From everybody.
And piecing it all together. The wife's over his shoulder. Is it all there? It better be all there.
But no, I would guess Petrie ends up being a third-pairing defenseman, which is fine. He did put up 31 points last season for the Pens, for what it's worth.
How many points? 31?
31.
Nice.
In 61 games.
And that's on a fully loaded team.
Exactly.
That's not like, oh, like Gothisbear. Oh, well, he put up a lot of points. Well, he sounds garbage team. I mean, it makes sense. But so, okay, well, that makes me feel good. I like that.
I feel like it's a good signing all the way around. I mean, he's better than Lindstrom by a mile, and honestly, might be better than Hall too.
Yeah, I think that's a foregone conclusion. Lindstrom, I'll be glad not to have to put up with that crap again, because I always want to say Lidstrom, and that's just putting too much pressure on that kid. He didn't pan out. He just really didn't pan out.
Truly didn't.
Yeah. So I mean, it is what it is. So, I mean, good luck to him in Montreal. Upgrade. I mean, he'd rather go to KHL or the Swedish Elite League, because Montreal Canadian fans, they're not the easiest.
No, they're not. Like, they are not a forgiving bunch, that is for sure. It's going to be probably a lot harder for him to, probably easier for him to gain a roster spot over there, considering they're currently in the basement of the Atlantic Division.
Oh, he'll get some ice time.
Oh, no doubt he will. But it actually went over the fans, like, it's going to be a harder, easier said than done, really.
Yeah, them and Toronto fans, I mean, they are a tough group.
Toronto might be the worst of any professional, NHL team.
Yeah, well, yeah, because they're every year, it's our year.
It's our year, and everyone wants to come play here.
And then when they do, all the guys, garbage, why did we sign him, get rid of him?
It's a fan base you really can't please. It's like, it's not unlike, you know, Yankees fans.
Yep. So, yeah, exactly. They are the New York Yankees of hockey. How does that make you feel, Toronto?
Except without the success.
Without the success.
They're like the arrogance of Yankee fans with the success of Lions fans. Of the Lions,
this
I guess.
This is our year.
It's always your year. I know. I've been hearing it for 50 years. Woo.
You're not even 50 years old. You heard it as a sperm cell.
I did. It's crazy. A lot of stuff to get to today. Stick around. It is Happy Hour, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. The Killers at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
Heard the word privilege a lot in the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
This privilege. Have you ever heard of ugly privilege?
That's a new one on me.
Really? I would have thought if anybody wouldn't have heard it, you would. No. This woman.
Shouldn't you be outside begging for change right now?
I do need to shave. I am looking a little
serial killer-ish.
My mom is like, are you growing a beard? No, I just don't want to shave. All right. This person says, am I wrong for not lashing out at this girl for saying that I have ugly privilege? I still feel so gobsmacked from this interaction. I'm not even mad. I'm just confused. This is the writer saying this. About what I should have done. I was talking to this girl who I sat next to during spin class about how hard the class was outside after it had ended. For a little bit of context, we are both in our early 20s, but she looks like your quintessential tall, tan, and pretty blonde, while I'm darker skinned and built like a toadstool, short and stout. We were both in workout clothes, and a guy catcalled her, saying how good she looked in her fit walking by with his friends. She scoffed and turned to me, OMG, guys are so disgusting. You're so lucky that you have ugly privilege and you don't have to worry about things like that.
The hell?
Yeah, right? Being floored and very confused, I asked her what she meant, and she clarified that I clearly don't have to worry about things like being catcalled, harassed by men, or being discriminated against in the workplace. She also said that it must be so refreshing.
You don't have to worry about being discriminated in the workplace if you're ugly, apparently?
Apparently not.
I feel like, if anything, it works against you more.
That's kind of what the writer was saying. She also said it must be so refreshing to not have to spend hours worrying about how I look around men. It's so good that you don't have to take care of yourself like I do. Generally being at a loss for words, I just said, okay, and told her to have a good day before I went to my car and sat in confusion for 5 minutes. Called my boyfriend, told him that the interaction, after sharing my initial shock, he was confused as to why I didn't have a comeback and told me I should have stood up for myself. I'm normally a very passive person, and she generally didn't seem to get how insulting it sounded. But now I'm wondering if I should have lashed out. Am I the a-hole?
Well, under no circumstances are you the a-hole here.
No.
How would you be? Like, yeah. Some bitch at the gym was just telling you she thinks you're ugly, and how would you be the a-hole in this situation?
Am I the a-hole is usually abbreviated A-I-T-A. This should be A-I-T-P, and I'll leave you. Am I the C?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have said something. Because, I mean, that would, she probably was in shock. I can't believe this person is saying I've got ugly privilege. I mean, that's just... Well, at least I'm pretty on the inside. You're ugly on the inside. And don't worry. You're worried about guys hitting on you. As you get older, it'll stop.
Yeah, don't worry. Once you get old enough, you're not going to have to worry about that anymore. You'll get that ugly privilege, too. Don't you worry.
I mean, I get the feeling that the aggressor here, the offender, she didn't even really... She wasn't really offended that she got hit on. She just kind of wanted to wave her own flag. Oh, I hate being so hot. I wish I was ugly like you.
Yeah, this one just sounds like a real piece of work, man.
Yeah, real POS.
A little bit of that. A lot of it.
I mean, feel bad for this woman. I mean, she's out there, you know, at the gym. She's working on her fitness. Getting things going on and, you know, taking care of herself. And then this little bitch decides to bring it all down. I mean, yeah, I'm with the writer's boyfriend. She should have said something.
Absolutely. I mean, I totally get why she didn't want to say something, you know, be that person. But like at the same point in time, like she would have been justified if she had.
Oh, listen, honey, if it means anything, I don't think you're very pretty. I think, what do you mean you don't have ugly privilege? I mean, you should have ugly privilege. I mean, look at you. I mean, take away that tan, yeah, you'd be a big old troglodyte. I mean, look at your feet. Your feet look like, you know, Big Bird had a baby. I mean, good for you. I mean, just start knocking her down.
Right. Bring her down to your level, so to speak.
And just start making stuff up. I was like, man, I mean, I've seen some crow's feet in your eyes. I mean, don't worry about it. Ugly privilege is coming. Simmer down, Regina George.
Get right back to her. I like it. Here's Foster the People, your local alternative Solid State Radio.
30 seconds of Mars at your local alternative Solid State Radio. That's not nearly quick enough because I am ready to get off this damn planet, dude.
Every single day, there's something that just makes you say, you know what? I think I'm done with society. Today at my work, and I won't say the name of my work.
Even though you've said it, God, how many times over the years?
Well,
on the
those
show?
People can just go ahead and go back through the archive and
to last week.
Yeah, they can do their own research. There was
do my research.
Do your research and follow the money. There was apparently a gentleman, in quotation marks, gentleman. He was at Home Depot, and which caused the cops to be looking for him because he came over to our place and was walking around. He had a long white shirt, apparently, black shorts. Problem was, the black shorts were around his ankles.
Oh.
and he was showing off the butcher shop.
Oh, good Lord.
Six cops showed up, and I guess they found him, and from what I understand, they told him, don't do it again.
That was it, huh?
That was it.
Just now you don't go dropping your drawers in the grocery store again.
Yeah, no, you just go on get. No, probably what happened was that shirt was probably long enough to cover up all the twigs and berries, and so nobody saw anything. So they couldn't really do anything, but still. Gotta wear your pants, people. If there's anything you can take away from today's show, is you have got to wear your pants or something to cover up your twigs and berries. He's probably like, well, what's the difference between this and somebody wearing a skirt? And he would have a point, but gotta keep the twigs and berries covered.
Yeah, sorry. Then we don't make the rules. We just gotta enforce them.
So why do you want to leave this beautiful planet?
This headline from USA Today.
Okay.
Doing a fact check on the claim that that big old fight down in Montgomery, Alabama last week. The one that all the memes have been about this month.
Yep.
Wasn't, in fact, caused by witches opening portals.
Well, I'm glad they were able to figure that. Wait a minute. Back up. Can you give me some context here? I mean, I saw the memes. I saw some of the videos. Apparently somebody didn't want to move a pontoon, and so they swarmed on this African-American security guard, and next thing you know, it was a big old race war right down on this dock.
Yeah, someone busted out a folding chair. There was a... By God, it's a folding chair! I don't really know much more context on that than this, but...
The guy's name was Chad. I know it. I just know it.
Oh, it probably was.
Boat, folding chair, drunkenness. His name is Chad.
How could it not be?
Mm-hmm.
Boat guy's name's always Chad.
Yeah.
So you heard that part correctly, though. USA Today had to do a fact check in their paper yesterday to reassure everybody that no, that big old fight wasn't caused by witches opening portals.
Even if it was. Okay, let's have imagination time with Uncle Adam. If it was portals, how people in the Wiccan... religion, question mark?
Yeah.
Opening a portal, start a fight. Somebody talk me through this one. Get the finger puppets if you need to. Get the dry erase board. How does somebody open up a portal?
I'll start try.
Okay.
I will try. I can't promise you anything, but I'm going to try.
Okay.
An August 9th Facebook post shows a group of women walking with flowers in their hands, smiling as they approach the Montgomery Riverfront in Alabama and toss the petals into the river. The caption of the post is foreboding. 2 hours before the Montgomery, Alabama brawl wall... because they don't know how to spell either. 30 witches walked to the river to give sacrifices and to burn incense to the ancestral spirits, which open portals to demonic familiar spirits. All of a sudden, all caps. As the witches stated, nothing is a coincidence. This definitely explains how this situation escalated the way it did. The video was shared more than 700 times in 5 days, and my neighbors are now probably wondering why I'm shouting at the top of my lungs.
There he goes again, that Cantwell boy. Gotta call up cops on him.
So, yeah, this was an actual thing that was posted that USA effing Today felt like they needed to give actual space in their newspaper to.
We did our research. All the good folks in Alabama can rest at ease. It's not because of witches. It's not 30 witches. It's probably the 30 Heinekens.
Oh, yeah.
They were drank, or a lot of people said twisted tea. That would make a lot of sense.
Twisted tea always seems to be a key component. And
twisted
like
tea
this.
Seems to anger up the blood.
Right?
So,
twisted tea, you should be able to carry that without a CC up. Without,
CCW.
Yeah.
CC. What? CCW. Wasn't that in the network that had Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yeah. But yeah, you shouldn't be. You need a concealed carry license to carry that thing.
Yeah. Exactly. So. So witches just like threw some flowers into a water. And everybody's like, that's what it is. That's what caused everybody to be a complete a-hole.
Now, here's the best part of this.
Sure.
That their claim on this, that this didn't happen, isn't... they claim that the women in the video were not witches. They were part of a weekend event for black women that promoted mental, physical, and spiritual healing. The Montgomery brawl that took place hours later was unrelated and caused by an argument over boat docking.
Yes.
Not the fact that
which is, you know, opening up demonic portals isn't a thing that exists in reality.
Yeah.
But they weren't witches. So rest assured there that if somehow you thought that people were opening up portals to another effing dimension, that's not what happened here, at least.
Well, I, for one, feel more at ease.
Honestly, I wish they'd open up a portal to another dimension and take me out of here.
I did see the video of that. I'm like, wow, they're really swarming on that guy. No, one guy jumped in the water and was like swimming to help his friend. And next thing you know, it's just like, looked like a Monty Python sketch. It's just people popping out of nowhere.
Right. Like, where did all these people come from?
Well, there's a trash. Oh, someone just popped out of the trash can. He's got a crowbar. Well, parachuter. Oh my, wow, look at that. A paratrooper coming on, just jumping in there, and he's got an anvil.
Turns out that's pulled him down a little more quickly than I think he wanted.
I don't know. I mean, it gave us our entertainment for the month so far, I guess.
I suppose so. It seems like we have one stupid thing like that a month anymore.
Yep.
That'll just give us that to laugh about until the next stupid thing happens in September. I don't even want to guess what that's going to be.
We can start taking some bets.
Probably should.
Yeah.
Make a killing doing that.
Right.
Here's Fallout Boy. Your local alternative is Solid State Radio. Silver Sun Pickups at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
So there, we were talking about things that are popped into our lexicon in the last couple of years. Only in recent years have we talked about revenge porn.
Yeah, that's definitely come up a time or two.
That's where, you know, you're with somebody. You send pictures of yourself or you do a video of yourself, and then later on, they send it out to other people. A Texas woman, she reached a settlement with a Houston area jury, ruled she was a victim of revenge porn. She was awarded $1.2 billion.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
The woman, who went by her initials DL in court documents, filed a harassment lawsuit in April of 2022 in Harris County against her former boyfriend.
Because he didn't keep it on the DL?
that's pretty quick-witted over there. According to the suit, Jackson I was going to skip his name, but screw it. Marques Jamal Jackson. Jackson posted intimate images of his ex-girlfriend obtained while they were dating onto social media platforms and adult websites, quote, with the intent to embarrass, harass, torment, humiliate, and public shame her. The lawsuit also accuses Jackson of tapping into his ex-girlfriend's mother's home security system to spy on DL, on down low, after the two broke up, as well as sending links to her friends and families to sites where intimate images were... Wow, he sent the links to their cameras.
Oh, my God.
Uploaded. Jackson was told he no longer had access to the home security system after the breakup, according to the lawsuit. The billion-dollar settlement offers a symbolic win for victims of, quote, image-based sexual abuse known as revenge porn, which is used to inflict a combination of psychological abuse, domestic violence, and sexual abuse, her attorney, Bradford Guild, said in a statement.
Now, note that's a symbolic victory, not an actual cash victory, because you know damn well you're not seeing $1.2 billion from this guy.
Yeah, no way. I would think that the judge is probably going to be like, okay, I get it. But $1.2 billion? Let's dial that back a little bit.
Like, we want there to be some chance that this guy is ever going to pay this, right?
Right. In 2021, a Maryland woman won $50,000 from a Michigan man who posted nude photos of her online. The Detroit Free Press reported a California woman was awarded $6.45 million from her ex-boyfriend after he shared nude pictures and videos of her online.
Wow. They are not messing around with this anymore.
Yeah. So let that be a lesson to all you guys out there. If your woman is kind enough, benevolent enough to send you pictures of her without any clothes, keep them safe. Make sure you put them in a nice little safety deposit box. Don't put them online.
Yeah, don't screw it up for the rest of, because no one else is ever going to get naked pictures again after this. You were like, you're going to screw it up for the rest of mankind, and you're going to find a lot of dudes who are not going to be very happy with you.
There was somebody that I am related to. She has some issues, and I have very little contact with her. Somebody told me that she had actually passed away, but she would... I reported her to Facebook because she would post about different liaisons with men, including like a rating system and their home phone number and home address.
Oh my God.
I'm like, this is not good.
Related to an insane person?
No, she was definitely not a...
Like she's going home address, cell phone number, rating their junk. Like,
yeah, he did this and then did that. And here's his name, his address, and his phone number. So, wow, this is not good whatsoever.
No, who does this? Well, apparently that person does. But
yeah.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
See, now you can sue her for like millions of dollars that she doesn't have.
$1.2 billion, which is not happening.
Nope, not in this lifetime or any other. Hate to tell you. You said $1.2 billion in this case.
$1 billion with a B, folks.
Yep, you know you're never...
You're never going to see that money.
You're not collecting on that.
I mean, that guy's going to have to file for bankruptcy. Like, yeah, you're not getting any of that.
Like, you just going to have every single paycheck of his just completely docked entirely forever. He's just going to mysteriously never end up working again. And
yeah, everything's going to be under the table. Very much like picture number 145. So guys, let's keep the pictures to yourselves, okay?
Yeah, for real. Like, don't do that or else you're going to screw it up for every guy ever trying to get naked pictures from their woman.
Right.
And they're not going to be too thrilled with you. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Violent Femmes at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
Violent Femmes, I mean, they're kind of, it's almost like a niche kind of band, right? I mean, a lot of people know who they are,
but
I mean, I don't know. I mean, everybody seems to like them, but I mean, if they were to play right now, do you think they'd like sell out?
Well, they're still playing, and I think they do still do pretty well in that regard. Even though, like, most people can only name you the one big hit that they had, which is not the one we just played,
no.
For what it's worth.
No, I mean, there's, you know, Added Up, Blisters in the Sun, Kiss Off, and those are the three I know.
Although, I mean, you can make an argument for Gone Daddy Gone as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
So... Once again, the entirety of college football fandom is about to be pissed off because, at least here locally, because yet another Michigan State game is getting added to the list of games that are going to be streaming exclusively on Peacock this fall. They're playing, I'm trying to remember what the game is. The Wisconsin game, which is, or not Wisconsin, Washington game that they're playing at home, that's going to be streaming exclusive. But they just apparently announced another game. Against Iowa, I believe it is.
Really?
That's only going to be available on the streaming service and not on TV anywhere. And people are not happy about it, as you can imagine.
No. I mean, the streaming services, I'm not going to sit here and bash it because I have all of them. Pretty much all of them. And
all right, I need to get some passwords from you after the show today, clearly.
So, but yeah, because I have Peacock. I have it just strictly for SNL, even though
all your SNL watching is on YouTube.
Well, yeah, I do that. But the SNL, the episodes on there don't have the musical guests. Thank you very much.
Lovely.
Yeah. But I mean, I have that and stuff like that. But when it comes to live sports, I mean, they're missing the whole point. I mean, they're not missing it. They're avoiding it because they want the money. They want the money. And I know they lost a lot of money during COVID, but...
Everybody lost a lot of money during COVID.
We all lost a lot of money during COVID. Well, I mean, I kind of made out like a bandit, but... Because I sold masks. No.
But
I mean, when it comes to sports like that, it's really going to hurt them. I mean, and this is not like, okay, the Big Ten Network, oh, this is really going to hurt them, until all the major cable companies started offering the Big Ten Network. You are expecting everybody to voluntarily stream, sign up and stream Peacock. What if it doesn't happen? What if they have, like, you know, just about like under 100,000 viewers for this game? They're probably going to backpedal like crazy.
Yeah, all of a sudden those games are just going to start showing up on NBC again real quick. Tell you what.
Yeah.
And there's multiple issues that I have with this, other than the fact that I'm not paying for another streaming service. I'm just not. I've got the Hulu thing going. I've got ESPN Plus. That's all I'm doing. Like, if you're expecting me to add, like, the Apple TV thing, go F yourself with that. I'm not signing up to watch one Tigers game a month or whatever on your streaming service that offers no other value for me.
Exactly.
Oh, but they have soccer. This is where I need my dial tone,
who
man.
Who cares?
Oh, yeah. Everything
you know
else,
you're
they
want to American. Only like 1% of Americans, maybe less than, actually give a damn about soccer. And yes, we call it soccer.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing else Apple TV thus far has to offer that I have literally any interest in. Everyone goes crazy about Ted Lasso or whatever. Like, I couldn't care less. Like there's nothing there that really holds any great. It's same for Peacock. Like, there's nothing there that I would watch other than those couple Spartan games. And that's really about it. You really underestimate how many people, like, and I feel like I can't be the only one who's like this, who really only watch, if they're watching anything on TV at all, it's live sports. Like, that's not an insignificant segment of the market, I don't think. Like, I mean, maybe I'm a bit extreme in that I literally don't watch anything on TV that's not live sports, but I don't know too. I feel like I know plenty of people who aren't willing to fork over money to watch things that aren't that. And also, we saw with the Amazon Prime thing the bugs that still need to be worked out on the streaming theme by and large. When they started doing Thursday Night Football, which, look, there's at least reasons to have Amazon Prime other than Thursday Night Football. I mean, free shipping is nice. New season of The Kids in the Hall is nice, too. So, like, I already
that's
had...
on there? Oh, I gotta go home and watch that.
Yeah, like, I had multiple reasons, and just like I said, the free shipping alone makes it worth the $15 a month, and then Thursday Night Football is just a nice throw-in. If it was going to end up on any streaming service when they started talking about, like, where they were moving Sunday Ticket and everything else, like, I kind of would have been fine with Prime, except for the fact that there were so many technical glitches and things that went awry, like the buffering and everything else.
Oh, wow.
During those Thursday Night Football games this year.
Was it their problem, or was it local internet providers, or was it like...
It sounds like it was an Amazon problem, because this was like a nationwide thing.
Oh, wow.
Like, it wasn't just like here locally, our ISP just bleep the bed. It was very much a...
I know what the bleep stands for.
It was just very much a failure on the part of Amazon, who should, in theory, have been able to handle it, and then prove very much they didn't. Also, you can't just, like... I like to jump around in between sporting events and things during, especially on the weekend when there's like multiple games going, like college football. Like, all right, quick, flip to another channel.
Yes.
With the NFL thing too. You can't easily do that with the streaming services. So I'm just saying it has a long way to go before you're going to get major buy-in of everybody on this. And we are not anywhere near that yet. Like, you've got way too many kinks to iron out. I guess at least it's good that you're doing it with a program that honestly no one cares about all that much. And I'd say this as a Spartan fan. It's not like we're going to be missing out on great games here. Maybe.
Listen, the Spartan.
I'd love to be wrong about that. I end up being really pissed that I can't watch these games because we're doing good, but I also don't see it happening.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter whether they don't care if the team's doing good or bad. They just want that revenue. So I'm just saying, I mean, and it sucks because. And I would say this if this was a Red Wings game, don't watch it. Don't stream it. Don't do anything. Ignore it. Ignore it, because if everybody's like, oh, fine, I'll pay for 1 month of Peacock, then I'm going to cancel it.
Then they win.
Yeah, you've fallen into their trap.
You've let the terrorists win.
You basically just paid $8.99 to watch a game, to watch one effing game.
Yeah. You don't. We don't negotiate with terrorists on this radio show. That's not how this works.
Exactly.
I ain't paying for Peacock. I ain't paying for your Apple TV. Shove all of it.
Now, make sure you buy the streaming service for Solid State Radio for premium content. $129.99 for the first 3 months, and then after that, we'll make you a deal.
We'll figure it out from there. And you get to hear Adam drop all the racial slurs your heart can possibly stand.
I only like one.
Well, which one is it? You'll just have to tune in and find out. Here's the Theta Rate Lift of the Night Sweats at Solid State Radio. The Chili Peppers at your local alternative Solid State Radio. It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
You know what? There's probably a lot of people out there that wish we would talk about tennis a little bit more.
And, so much. So many people.
And you know what? All right. We're going to throw a bone to those people. We're going to talk about tennis. We're talking about the Canadian Cup. That happened.
The We're Sorry Invitational.
The We're Sorry Invitational. The
Timbits Open.
The Maple Syrup Beaver Invitational. Apparently this was all going on. Swiatek and Pegula, which is apparently a big match over there. They were playing.
Aren't they the people who own the Buffalo Sabres or some such thing?
Yes.
She's got to be of some relation to them.
It's basically she owns the Bills, and the other one owns the
Sabres.
The Sabres, and they're just they are awarded the Flaming Table.
Okay, so it is the daughter of the owners of the Bills and the Sabres.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I thought that.
So I assume when she wins, she celebrates by lighting a folding table on fire and jumping through it.
Well, there you go. Are you proud of me, Daddy? Yeah, get your racket out of your hand and put a hockey stick in there. Jesus Christ. So anyway, they're playing, and all of a sudden, in the semifinals, Kamnai Joe starts playing, like, right in the middle.
I have audio.
Yeah, we
have audio. Would you like audio?
Yes, very much so.
Then audio you shall have.
Oh, wow. Kamnai Joe just came on mid-rally. Oh, wow.
Also, somebody in charge of music is just like, oh, I just lost my job.
I just love the fact that Kamnai Joe just started playing.
Well, the thing is out of everybody, that guy who announced it probably thought it was funny as hell. Because I was like, nobody knows what to do. Nobody knew what to do. I mean, what do you do? It sounds like somebody was able to Bluetooth, their tune into, because it was like the start of the song, into the speaker system or whatever, or somebody was just like, I'll see what's going on here. I'll get myself ready for the next break and hit the wrong button, because in the DJ business, radio business, we've all done it.
Oh, yeah.
And she's the one announcers, replay the point. And everybody's like, oh, my God. And the one guy's just like, they just played Kamnai Joe. That's great.
That's fantastic.
Probably
the most exciting thing that happened that day.
Exactly. Everybody, that's what we're talking about. When was the last time we talked about tennis on the show? Never. So, golf is starting to loosen up a little bit. Tennis is still stuffy as ever. I mean, a great sport. I play tennis. I took tennis lessons for a year, and I remember some of it. And it is a great game. It really is. I mean, if you really know what you're doing. But the stuff shirts in that sport really... They're almost as bad as golf. Oh, almost as bad as golf. So they're sitting there, and I know what everybody's thinking is like, I know there's other athletes going, what, you can't work with that kind of distraction? I'm an NFL kicker. I just had 40,000 people boo at me to miss a kick. I had a 5-year-old call me an effer.
You suck.
You suck. I hope you. Yeah, they all want me dead, and I still played.
And they can't handle a little bit of Kamnai Joe.
Yeah, I mean, how many times? I'm Sidney Crosby. Every time I touch the puck, a bunch of people boo me, and I do just fine.
Funny how that works.
I mean, it's... loosen up, tennis.
So I guess what we're saying is other sports have better athletes than tennis.
Oh, well, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's been some great tennis players in our history. John McEnroe, only because I like to see him like bitch at the umpire and you know, just tear after people.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean that's a lot of them. The Agassi. There was one kid, a woman who got stabbed in the back while she was playing. That's tennis.
That's the tennis that I know and love.
I've been chasing that high ever since. I was like, man.
There's not nearly enough random stabbings in tennis games anymore, apparently. Just keep watching.
I was like, this match sucks. I know, but she might get stabbed in the middle of the...
Good God, man.
Stephanie, I can't remember the tennis player.
Your guess is as good as mine. Like, my tennis knowledge is basically the Williams sisters, and that's about it.
Anna Kournikova.
Oh, yeah, of course. How can I forget Anna Kournikova? Only because she was married to Fedorov.
And she never won a match, but she looked good losing.
Exactly.
And the Williams sisters.
Yeah, that's basically all we got.
That's it.
It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Stick around. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio as we get set to get the hell out of Dodge here on a Tuesday afternoon. Stick around, though. A full hour of local original music comes your way next on a little show we like to call Solid State Sessions. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 with all of the normal stupidity and all the fun and idiocy you've come to expect from this radio show. All being well, talk to you then. See ya!